most out of life, you better include God's plans in your plans. Amen. Amen. I tell you, He alone knows what's best for us. And He alone, as the scripture said, can perfect that which concerneth me. Amen. Amen. As you make plans, talk to God about them. I don't care how small it is. You might say, well, Lord, this is going to be a simple thing. I'll just see it through. I don't ever want to be guilty of telling the Lord, you step aside a minute, I got this one, Lord. And then I'll let you know if I need you. No, sir. God's going to be in the middle of my plans and everything that I do. Because I tell you, things that should take you out, thank God we have those two words, but God. Amen, amen. I tell you, you don't become less than God wants you to be because of a mistake. There is an anchor holding us. And I know and understand there's not probably not anybody in this room that hasn't done anything contrary or if you'll pardon me, done something stupid in life. We all have things that we regret. But I tell you, but God, who is rich in mercy, amen, I am so glad that I have an anchor that is steadfast and cannot be moved. Amen. Thank God for an anchor of the soul. Acts chapter 7, verse 9. And the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God. But God was with him. Amen. Joseph had an anchor through every trial that he went through, all the way from being thrown in the pit to when he was in the palace. He had an anchor for every trial. Psalms 105 and 17. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. Verse 19. Until the time that his word came. Do you imagine Joseph thought several times, Lord, have mercy. What is happening to me? I know you gave me that dream, God. What's going on? Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Don't you ever think God didn't know exactly what Joseph was, what kind of man he was, what kind of resolve that man had. But Joseph had to wait on the word of the Lord, just like we do sometimes. And I've never been thrown in a pit. I've never been done and treated the way Joseph was. But I do understand I'm just like him. I got to wait till the word comes. Sometimes the word of God has to try me. But I'm glad I am anchored in Jesus Christ. So I ask you this morning, are you in despair, discouragement, or bitterness? There is an anchor today that is holding you. Amen. Psalms chapter 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God. I didn't realize there was but God in the Bible that many times. And I just scratched the surface. There's a whole lot of them in there. But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I tell you, from your birth to your death, God has got you in his hands. Amen. Don't ever forget that. But I tell you, more than that, we have hope of resurrection. And I mentioned before about a lesson here a couple of weeks ago about being lifted up on the cross and from the grave. I'm telling you, there was power in the blood shed on the cross of Calvary. But I tell you, Paul said that I may know him through the power of his resurrection. That same power that quickened him is going to quicken your mortal body. And your hope lies in that. Amen. He has us anchored. And I'll tell you, through our courage and our courage and strength might fail us sometimes, but we know that one day we shall be raised and be like him, to live with him forever. I tell you, he is my security, and I'm going to cling to it. I'm going to put my anchor in that rock. Amen. Amen. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And you know those scriptures prior to that, I'm telling you, even though I was a sinner, Christ died for me, gave his life. God is on my side, and the anchor holds. Okay, if there's frustration, if there's despair, just remember these two words, but God. Amen. Just remember those two words. Amen. And when you're going through things and it seems like it's about to drive you crazy, there is an anchor in Jesus Christ. Amen. That will hold you. He will not let you run into the rocks and drift alone. He will not do that. You will not lose your mind. You have an anchor. Amen. Psalms 139, verse 12. Yea, the darkness hideth not from me, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to me. You know what that scripture says? It doesn't matter if it's dark or it doesn't matter if it's light. They're both the same to me. Why? Because I am anchored in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God walks in the night and he walks in the day. The scripture says there is no shadow of turning in him. He's got you in the palm of his hand. I don't know. I had never studied, but the no shadow of turning in him obviously may refer to the sundial. As a shadow changes, the time changes. My God doesn't change. There is no turning and no variance in him. He is an anchor of my soul. Hallelujah. God never created anything with his mouth shut. And I tell you, we will not receive anything with our mouth shut. How many believe in the power of the spoken word? Oh, yes, sir, I do, absolutely. You know, I had a fellow tell me one time, well, it's just, he was pretty bad about using bad language, you know. And he said, well, it's just words. I said, well, I'll tell you what, the next time you get in a crowded theater and right in the middle of the show, you jump up and scream fire. It's just a word. Try to tell that to the cops on your way to the station. You go in a bank. You know, you don't even have to have a gun. You just say, all right, this is a stick up. Try that one time. It's not just word. There is power in the spoken word, in what we say. Amen. So I tell you, open your mouth and proclaim the promise of God and tell God what you need. Blind Bartimaeus, he didn't sit there and say, man, I hope he passes by. I sure would like to have a healing. No, he didn't. You know what he said. Jesus Christ, hey, have mercy on me. Oh, God. And people trying to, he must have been hollering loud, people trying to shut him up. You know, but holler just, we got to open our mouth and declare things. We got to open our mouth and ask God, you know, see me through this storm. See me through this. Amen. The disciples were in a storm, and they cried out and said, Jesus, save us. What did Jesus do? He was asleep in the boat. You know, he just didn't roll over and just thinking. No, he got up, and Jesus opened his mouth, and he said, peace, be still. I tell you, we have to speak the word. Hallelujah. Psalms 91 and 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. I will say the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. We need to speak it. We need to speak it. We need to tell the pain to go away. And we need to tell that fear, you need to leave. I have an anchor of the soul. I might be going through things, but you're not going to conquer me. You're not going to be successful. Speak the word. Amen. I tell you, the enemy might be right on your trail and closing in. But what's written on the anchor? But God. Speak the word. I don't know what kind of battles you might be facing or walking through, but God is telling us, anchor your soul in me. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus Christ is our anchor. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. My God is enough. Amen. And I've often said the key word in that scripture is righteous. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. It behooves us to be righteous before God. Amen. John chapter 17, verse 9. The righteous also shall hold on his way. And he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. That proves it right there. And that's the word of God. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. The anchor holds. Hallelujah. The anchor holds. To walk in peace and confidence of God and in his promise, we have to hold on. Like I say, the boat doesn't hold the anchor holds the boat. I tell you, God knows what he's doing in your life and in my life. He knows all about it. Don't think he ever turns his back on you. And God asked the prophet Jeremiah the question, does the clay tell the potter what to do? Absolutely not. We are the clay, and we need to stay in the potter's hands. And whatever he makes and molds me into, that's what I want to be. Amen. And if I fall apart every now and then, oh God, take that clay and reshape it and remold it. Don't let me be telling you what to do. You tell me what to do. You are the anchor. Amen. And I know this season is coming up that we're going to be celebrating the birth of our Savior who brought us peace. The angels declared peace on earth and goodwill to all men. And we're going to be celebrating that soon. And my prayer today is, no matter what your storm is, surrender yourself to God. And I guarantee you, you will experience that peace and the stability that the anchor has in your life. Folks, the anchor holds. Never, ever get away from your anchor. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning. I love you. Appreciate your kind attention. We're going to take a quick break and be back for morning worship service. God bless you.